With SRN News, I'm Ron Taylor. The White House is blasting Democrats for prioritizing the welfare of illegal aliens over American citizens after outright breaking the law and storming an ICE facility in New Jersey. Correspondent Bernie Bennett has more on this story.
On Friday, New Jersey Democratic Representatives Rob Menendez, Bonnie Watson Coleman, and LaMonica McIver entered ICE's Delaney Hall detention facility in Newark, New Jersey, and were held up inside the first checkpoint, according to the Department of Homeland Security spokesperson Trisha McLaughlin. Newark Mayor and gubernatorial candidate Roz Baraka was arrested at the ICE detention facility, where the three members of Congress also stormed the gate, demanding that they be allowed to conduct, quote, an oversight visit. A White House spokesperson said, quote, as always, Democrats are prioritizing the welfare of illegal aliens over American citizens, except now they're crossing the line between meaningless political street theater and outright breaking the law. Bernie Bennett reporting.
Senate Finance Committee Chairman Mike Crapo explains why he's opposed to the proposed tax increase for the wealthy currently considered by House Republicans.
Well, I'm not in a position to speak for what the House may do. I've been very careful not to do that. They don't like it when I do. But bottom line is, like I said, I agree with the sentiment that you're expressing. And that is, as I've said, I'm focused on what is pro-growth tax policy and permanence for the TCJA. And this doesn't fit that.
The Idaho Republican says it just doesn't work.
Well, we won't try to get ahead of the House. In fact, I expect that you will see some kind of a print from the House within a few days if they stick to their latest deadline.
Treasury Secretary Scott Bessent and America's top trade negotiator Jamieson Greer have been holding talks with high-ranking Chinese officials in Switzerland, hoping to de-escalate a dispute that threatens to cut trade between the two world's biggest economies. President Trump saying earlier that it is a victory today. This is SRN News. SRN's Michael Harrington answers the question, what is truth?
Pontius Pilate wasn't the only one who couldn't figure that out, apparently. A new study from the Cultural Research Center at Arizona Christian University reveals that 66% of American adults either reject or doubt the existence of any absolute moral truth. The even more devastating result of the CRC poll is that 61% of people who attend Protestant churches in this country also reject or doubt the existence of absolute moral truth. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Battles over boycotts of Israel are playing out at the state level. So far, 38 states have passed laws or executive orders that penalize contractors or companies that refuse to do business with the Jewish state. Now, pro-Palestinian groups are organizing efforts to repeal such legislation in Minnesota, Illinois, and Wisconsin. The issue first came about when the establishment of the Palestinian campaign called Boycott, Divestment, Sanctions. This is SRN News. The Turkish government has blocked the social media account of Istanbul's jailed opposition mayor.
Ekrem İmamoğlu may be in jail, but he's far from silent. He's been rallying his supporters in Turkey via social media, with regular messages posted with the help of his lawyers. But the authorities here have now blocked his account. His Republican People's Party said the move showed the fear of those in power that they will be losing power. X is challenging the ban through the Turkish courts.
That's BBC correspondent Orla Gurin reporting. Saudi Arabia wants U.S. help developing its own civil nuclear program, and the Trump administration says it's very excited about the prospect. U.S.-Saudi cooperation in building reactors for nuclear power plants could shut the Chinese and Russians out of what could be a high-dollar partnership for the American nuclear industry. This is SRN News.